Welcome to Frontiers, Defending Our Freedom and Faith, brought to you by the Greater Syracuse Association of Evangelicals. My name is Dr. Bruce Jones, President. Today we're talking the second time with Arnold Colberth from the organization Protecting Black Life. And we're talking about the subject of the perils of Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry that they foster. Last week we talked a little bit about Margaret Sanger. In 1939, she developed what she called the Negro Project. And it was her express intention to reduce the number of births in the African-American community by sterilization. And then, of course, abortion became legal in 1973 and continued to do that. We also learned that 65% or so, 62.5% of the clinics that they have are usually in African-American communities, which shows that they are playing out that intention for what we might call what our guest calls a genocide of African-American people. So, Arnold, welcome to our broadcast this morning.
Thank you for having me, Bruce.
Now, we've had an opportunity to share together, to be together, and I want to go back on some of the statistics for the listeners who did not hear last week. What are the statistics of abortion rates in the African-American community?
Okay. African-American women make up about 13% of the female population, but are having about 37% of the nation's abortion. Abortion is the leading cause of death in the black community. It's higher than all other causes of death combined.
Well, that's certainly significant. So this, what we might call black genocide, has started with that group called Planned Parenthood under Margaret Sanger and is endorsed by political people and endorsed by the feminist as well. Now, if they're really interested in human rights, why are they, and they're not looking to discriminate against people, which is their byword that they don't always supply information about or do justice to, what's going on in the feminist movement that supports such a thing if they're really interested in human rights?
Well, you know, sad to say, there are many in the pro-abortion feminist movement, because you really have to kind of quantify what facets or factions in the feminist movement that we're talking about. But when we talk about the pro-abortion feminists, they believe that reproductive justice means, you know, a woman having the rights of her body, you know, and all of those kinds of things, and that the baby in the womb is not really a baby, and, you know, all of that kind of foolishness.
Well, we understand their pro-choice position, but what about the position of Margaret Sanger and the intention for a black genocide in Planned Parenthood, that they would support Planned Parenthood, knowing that they're out to destroy an African-American population in the United States?
Well, Bruce, I'll tell you, we have a lot of work to do to help people to connect those dots and to understand that that's what Planned Parenthood is about. As I travel the country and see the lack of knowledge around this issue, what I'm finding is that many people just don't realize abortion has as significant a toll on the black community as it does. And when they find out, their eyes are coming open, and many of them want to do something about it.
Well, at the risk of be appearing critical, and I don't want it to come across that way, you are an African-American pastor yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess my question is, from the outside in, there are many black churches in the African-American community, and some of them are wonderful, godly people who hold true to the Word of God. Well, there's always exceptions to the rule, to be sure. Now, what's going on in the churches that the pastors or the churches or the people don't grasp this? Is it lack of information or is it lack of inspiration?
Well, I tell you, God said in Hosea 4 and 6 in His Word that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and there is a significant lack of knowledge on this issue in the black community. So there are many pastors who aren't addressing this issue because they just don't know. I have been in two black pastor summits over the last month. One was in Virginia, one was in New York, and you know, many of these pastors are hearing this information for the first time, and several of them are saying, we just didn't know. Where has this information been? So one group is those that don't know. There's another group who are post-abortive themselves and have not resolved those issues. Therefore, they don't feel like they can come out on this issue, particularly if they have had sexual indiscretions, sin, with members in the church, gotten them pregnant, and then pushed for the abortion. Now they certainly feel captive and that they can't speak speak out about it. There are those who hear this information and are afraid. We've had pastors say to us, well, you know, if I share this information, you know, I will lose members. And I share with them, if over 1,000 black babies alone are dying by abortion every day, we say nothing and do nothing, you're already losing members. It may not be this generation, but the next generation. And lastly, sad to say, there are too many who believe that abortion is okay.
Well, as an African-American pastor, and we certainly don't eliminate the need for non-African-American pastors to address this issue in our
Absolutely.
Communities as well. It's across the board. We want to be discreet about that. But what counsel would you give here to help get that knowledge out to people, and what counsel would you give to people who get that knowledge as to what to do?
Well, one thing people can do is go to our website, protectingblacklife.org, and if they'll reach out, we can certainly help them to get resources in their hands so that they can further become educated themselves and educate others. That is one of the most significant things that anybody can do, whether they're a pastor, preacher, or not. You don't have to have a title to be a significant helper of the vulnerable unborn by just sharing this information once you've learned it with others. And Bruce, you're absolutely right. You don't have to be African-American to speak into this issue and to help stem the tide on abortion's devastation in the black community.
Any other suggestions you have for our audience as to how to respond to this issue, be they black or white?
Well, I would like to say that if you're listening and you're male or female and you've had an abortion and it's impacted you, you still think about it, it still troubles you, I'd like to encourage you to seek some help. God loves you and he forgives you. If you've asked him to forgive you, 1 John 1:9 says that if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And those of you who have had abortions in your past and have now received God's forgiveness, you can be some of the greatest advocates and helpers on this because you know firsthand it's devastation.
You know, there's one other issue I have to address, and it's across the board, cross-cultural, cross-ethical, cross-racial, and that is this. It seems to me that promiscuity is the sin that leads to abortion in many cases because they have an unwanted pregnancy because they're not prepared to take on family relationships. And that gets into many other issues. But it does impact people when they don't pay attention to God's rules. How significant do you think promiscuity is, which is a former issue, or what I would say an initial issue in this whole problem? To address the issue, to me, it seems we have to address promiscuity as a beginning point. Do you agree with that?
I agree with you 1,000%. We absolutely need to deal with promiscuity, and it needs to end based on God's word. I mean, you know, the studies and research are pretty clear that if you don't have sex, you know, you won't get a sexually transmitted
disease. Now that's what you really
won't have.
Excuse me, Arnold. That's what you really call safe sex, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's right. That you're absolutely right. The STDs won't be there, or STIs, as they're calling them now, you know, unintended pregnancies. You know, we won't have those problems if we would adhere to the Word of God on keeping ourselves until marriage.
Well, Arnold, thank you so much for all you're doing across the country to protect black life. We certainly endorse and support what you're doing. Secondly, we hope our audience has gotten a little more enlightenment on the total subject of the perils of Planned Parenthood, because it's their not hidden agenda, but it's their real agenda to create a black genocide for those who are inferior. She said that those inferior races, like the black people, they grow like weeds. She was so discriminatory and so derogatory toward that population, which we certainly refute and reject. Well, listener, you've heard a little bit today from an African-American pastor who's concerned about pro-life and the perils of Planned Parenthood. Take heed to what he has to say and investigate the subject for yourself. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
Join us next week at the frontier, where our freedoms and faith are being attacked.
Thank you for listening. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of GSAE or the Mars Hill Network.
Mars Hill Energy Productions.